Live from the HananiahAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday.
Jaguars Thursday.
JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and Tony Baselli bring you the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Baptist Health and Everbank.
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, begins right now.
Here we are at the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. Jaguars Thursday. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, Tony Baselli, the Jaguars, and the Minnesota Vikings coming up Sunday. It's week 14 in the National Football League. The Jags at 2-10, the Vikings at 6-6. Trying to keep pace in the NFC playoff hunt. The Jaguars are eliminated officially. Bo, what's up, man? How are we doing?
Doing good.
You're actually in the flesh tonight. We always have you on the line from some exotic location like Minneapolis or something.
Next 2 weeks. So I'll be here next week as well. It's good to be here. Nice not to travel for a while.
Yeah, I bet.
It's been a lot of planes this year.
Yeah, a lot of miles, too.
A lot of miles.
You had a good game last week.
Really good game. Got to see the Minnesota Vikings, who the Jags play this Sunday. That's a good football team. Really good defense. Offensively, they're quite boring and basic.
They took some shots early on.
They did, and they're going to. They're going to try to stretch the field a little bit. They're limited just because of that offensive line, what they can and can't do. But Sam Bradford's a good quarterback, and, he gets criticized for checking it down so much and kind of the short passes. But that's what they're designed to do right now because of the offensive line they have, but they have some weapons outside. Stephon Diggs is a good player.
You know what I can't figure out? You know, Stephon Diggs is a very good football player. You remember when Cordarrelle Patterson was a rookie and you watched him run and you're like, oh my, this might be the most dynamic player to ever get in the NFL at the wide receiver position, because he was doing, as a rookie, he was magical when he got his hands on the ball. But as a wide receiver,
not a great route runner.
He really hadn't done anything.
No, he's a great kick returner, punt returner. More of a kick returner than the punt returner. They'll run some jets, sweeps with them, and reverses, and take some shots down the field with them. But he's not a great route runner. You know, he's not going to stress you from that standpoint. But if he gets the ball in his hands, he's dangerous. And they got Laquan Treadwell, the first rounder out of
Mississippi State?
Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And he has not done much this year. He's, really not a big role. But he's another guy who they'll try to stretch the field a little bit with. And
he's got one catch.
Yeah, he just doesn't do much. And mostly it's Stephon Diggs. I mean, that's their guy. Thielen is another guy that they will do some stuff with. But they're not very good offensively. The backs are okay. I like Jerick McKinnon, I think his name
is. He's tough.
He's a good back, and he has some good lateral movement. He make guys miss. But their issue is up front. They are really
– and it's not just the tackles either.
No.
Watching that film, Alex Boone, oh.
He's not – yeah, he's not – he's struggling a little bit.
Wow.
And they got their second-string center in there. And
they had injuries early, right?
A lot of injuries. Yeah. They've played, I think, 11 different guys up front.
Well, they had Andre Smith at right tackle. They had Khalil at left tackle. Then Jake Long was at left tackle after T.J. Clemmings. I mean, the only two guys that have been in the lineup consistently are Joe Berger,
who didn't play last week. Berger was
center.
Hurt.
He had a concussion. And Brandon Fusco. That's it. I mean, everything else has been different all year long for the Vikings offensive line. It's unbelievable.
But now defensively, watch out.
Yeah. Big play.
Watch out now. They are the real deal. They're not.
Are you trying to drive us in a different direction, JP?
Well, no. I was going to stay on the offense, and we'll talk about defense coming up.
I just got the impression that you weren't happy with me and Tony's conversation that we were having.
I was just talking high level.
Listen to you guys talk.
Just going high level right now. We can dig into it.
I'm enjoying the evening.
If you want to dig in specifics of offense, they're not very good.
Okay, well, good. Let's move along.
They're 32nd in the NFL.
31.
So they moved up a little bit. They played the Cowboys.
Dead last in run offense.
Yeah, they're –
they don't give the ball up, though. They hold on to the football. That's a positive if you're their offense, right?
Well, I mean, they're doing a better job of that than the Jaguars offensively. Yeah. But, I mean, they're 31 in total offense. They average 3 yards a carry as a football team. That's not very good. And even when they had Adrian Peterson, what was he averaging? Less than 2 yards a carry. And we know that wasn't going to stay that way.
No, he would have got it going.
You know, he would have got it going big time.
They just struggle up front. And I think some of the struggles, you know, especially the tackle, especially left tackle, T.J. Clemens is not a left tackle. But they have no one else play there. He's their third guy.
Play Rashad Hill.
Well, they could, and maybe they will.
Ed White, baby.
Local boy come home. I think sometimes Pat Shurmur, the new offensive coordinator after North Turner left, the thought is that they struggle up front so much that they are so conservative and everything is so underneath that it's hard for them to put together long drives without shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
And, you know, even against Dallas last week, they have a nice drive to get all the way down inside the red zone. They get a penalty. False start, another penalty, and next thing you know, it's, you know, they're kicking the field goal. And so they don't get any chunk yardage. They tried against Dallas a little bit, and I think they'll try more against the Jaguars because Dallas plays a lot of too-high safeties. They play a real soft shell because they're just trying not to give up anything big and, to, you know, just to get the ball back to their offense. It's kind of a bend but don't break type of mentality. And so it was going to be hard to go over the top. But, you know, the way the Jaguars play defense, they're going to try. But, you know, they just their lack of confidence, I think, and it's been, you know, the combination of Sam Bradford getting hit a lot.
Boy, he took a good one now.
Yep.
Last Thursday, that one helmet right to the rib from the defensive tackle.
He took a shot.
Who was it, 96?
I can't remember.
I don't know his name. But number 96, he got hit kind of from the shoulder area, and then the guy comes up the middle and, I mean, put the crown of the helmet right in the ribs, and Sam had to go off. And then in comes
Sean Hill, the
old man. Not that he's that old, but I mean,
that was quick. He
NFL
came right back
years.
In after the next series.
That
I think
wasn't long.
More
yeah.
than anything,
came back in, had a scramble, and had a couple nice throws.
No, he's a good player, but I think the combination of him getting hit, new offensive coordinator trying to protect him, that everybody has there's a quick clock in his head, and I think it's been, you know, ingrained into his head. Get rid of it. Don't take the shots because we can't protect very long, and because sometimes the protection's decent, and he's still just. He is looking to get rid of it. It'll be interesting to see. You know, the Jags don't have a great four-man pass rush. I mean, that's not the strength of this team right now.
Well, you know, the weakness, you know, the key matchup in my mind is that, you know, how healthy is Ngakoue's ankle? Because, you know, that left tackle, you know, we're talking about with Clemmings, you know, can Yannick get back to where he was at and have an impact? Because, I mean, look, if there's a game to be healthy, if you're a pass rusher, right side pass rusher from the defensive perspective, and you know you're one sack away from setting franchise record for rookie sacks. Yannick's got to find a way to play this game.
Yeah, if he's healthy, he'll have a good go at T.J. Clemens. He has some really bad habits and bad technique, and stops his feet and leans. I mean, does everything you don't want to do. He gives up his, you know, outside hand early. You know, and Yannick has a good chop and rip. Or chop it, you know, move, open.
Kind of a jump hop.
Yeah, it's
chop.
Like a jump hop. Like, yeah, exactly right. And
what does that mean?
Well, he chops. So what happens is Unique is going to swipe the outside hand and turn his hips and hop outside to get the edge. Some guys chop and rip. He kind of chop and hops is the best way I can.
It's a hop kind of into the guy inside to get him to freeze just a second. Then it's a jump to the outside and a chop. And it works, you know. And it will be really good when he finds a way to have a counter move that looks just like it.
He needs to get an inside move because.
You know, the one thing that I want to see him do at some point is instead of the you know, he makes that move where he kind of takes him at – he goes at the guy, and then when he chops, he jumps to the outside – is to take a step outside and then come back underneath and swim it.
Yeah, he doesn't have – I don't think – I mean, and listen, he's a young pass rusher. The good ones, you have to have an inside move that keeps the tackle honest. Because if you don't have a strong inside move, then, you know, you're not
– set outside.
Well, I mean, you always want to have good inside-out leverage as a tackle, but a good inside move – like Von Miller is a perfect example. He has the spin. And so, man, the entire time you're setting, even though you're inside out and you got the speed to worry about and speed to power – you're thinking, man, if I get too aggressive of trying to run him up the field, he is coming back inside with the spin. And the great pass rushers have some counter inside. And, Yannick will get that. He'll work on that. I mean, but that's, you know, the next step and evolution of his game.
Other part of the pass rush, Dante Fowler. We can see what he can do in the run game so far. He had a couple of nice hits last week.
That hit last week was no joke fantastic.
Big league hit. How does
you
he
just
bring
don't
that?
See that very often.
No.
In the NFL. I mean, the to be able to hit a guy and plant him like that. And I was talking about it early in the week. I remember, I want to say it was my rookie year. I remember it was Eric Dickerson was playing for the Colts at the time, and it was the goal line play. And I'm coming down the line of scrimmage, and I'm gonna light him up. I mean, I had in my mind this is going to look just like what Dante did this past Sunday on Devontae Booker. And I hit Eric Dickerson, and it was like if I had thrown a pillow at Eric Dickerson, I don't think I would have moved him any less. He ran right through me, and then I remember I was on the ground. I was like, and I was expecting to hear the crowd, you know, go, whoa. And there was nothing. And I mean, I got a little gray matter going on in the head, you know, because I could feel it. And I look up, and he was in the end zone. And I watched the replay up on the scoreboard, and I might have moved him 2 inches, maybe 2 inches.
Well, Devontae Booker is not Eric Dickerson. Let's be clear about this. Let's be clear. Yeah.
No, but that's the kind of hit, you know, as a defender you dream of.
Yeah.
But you rarely see in the NFL like that. Guys are just too strong.
Yeah, but Dante still doesn't have an effective pass rush. I mean, he had some nice, better rushes.
It's been better the last 2 weeks.
It has been better, and it's getting better. But it's still not – I mean, it's by no means a strength of his game right now. And we talked about it. We said it was going to be a process with him learning how to rush the passer. And he's in – that's something, you know, as we look forward in this offseason, that's something he has to develop. He needs to have, you know, a couple – at least one go-to move. And I think everything for Dante needs to be set up off the speed, his athleticism, get going. And a part of that is working on his get-offs and getting a better stance. I mean, it's an interesting stance.
Well, we've had this discussion before. You know, Dante is in a three-point stance, and we both kind of agree. I'd love to see him in a two-point stance. It just seems like, you know, it seems like he is willing to be more athletic when he's in a two-point stance.
He's already up. He can just run, right?
Yeah, but his approach is different.
Usually you get a better get-off from a three-point. Most guys. Now, there's some great rushers. I mean, Lawrence Taylor is one of the best pass rushers ever.
Von Miller, two-point guy.
Two-point. Kevin Green. Kevin Green was a two-point stance guy and was a Hall of Famer. So some guys can do it.
Dwight Freeney didn't have a two-point get-off.
No.
Most
guys are better out of a three-point, but there are some guys that rush better and feel more comfortable out of that position. Hmm.
Just a thought,
yeah.
You know, because when you see him go out of his 2-point, which is not, you know, it's not a ton, but I got a picture in my mind. There was one particular rush that he had, and it was almost like he was trying to fool the offense as to was he going to line up on the slot or was he going to, you know, be a rusher. And so he fakes going to cover the slot, and then he comes in kind of shuffling down the line of scrimmage. And when he comes off, he just looks like he did back in training camp, and we were going, oh my. Oh my! We might have to adjust what you know our predictions were for the number of sacks that he's going to get because he was just so athletic that the tackle didn't know what to do, and so you know you hope at some point that he finds a comfort, and a lot of that is you know for a young player is trial and error and just doing it and feeling it, and then also it's part of the coaches, you know, being able to watch him and seeing what works and what works for the scheme, and making it happen.
Didn't you guys have a stake wager on the sack total this year?
No.
That was last year.
No. Which he still owes, and you owe me a steak, and Jeff owes me a steak, right. And Joe and I are waiting for our steak dinner.
Maybe we'll get to that at some point. We'll come back and
we will
get to the marquee.
Maybe Houston.
Well, he won't be
I
there.
I won't be there.
Well, that's all the bit more reason for us to do it.
We can
do that,
real
nice, Jeff. Merry Christmas to you, too. We'll come back. The marquee matchup, the Jags offense against the Vikings top 5 defense. Good matchup coming up this Sunday. Come see Jaguars great Jimmy Smith's induction into the pride of the Jaguars as the Jags welcome the Vikings. Tickets available. Visit jaguars.com/tickets or call 633-2000. And on your way out of the stadium Sunday, a commemorative poster will be handed out for free. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday continues right now.
Welcome back, JP Shadrick, Tony Boselli, Jeff Lagerman. Jaguars Thursday, the Jags and the Vikings coming up at Everbank Field Sunday at 1 o'clock. the Jimmy Smith induction into the pride of the Jaguars. Legends of Wrestling before the game as well.
Woo!
Ric Flair, he'll be here. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. You're, do it, do, yeah, for those on .com, Jaguars.com, if you're watching.
If I'm holding a 2x4, okay, is my 2x4.
That's pretty good, actually.
I was a Hacksaw Duggan fan. Yeah.
I enjoyed wrestling growing up.
Woo!
are they having it at the arena?
No. They're coming here. Pre-game, 10 o'clock. Upstairs, a Q&A with fans. You can jaguars.com/wrestling.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So check it out. The Nasty Boys, the Mouth of the South, is going to be here. Jimmy Hart.
Favorite wrestler of all time?
Oh, of all time? I mean, Hogan. Well, I was a Hogan kid.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, that's easy.
Oh, growing up, it was Hogan.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's Hogan. Besides Hulk Hogan.
Hacksaw was one of them, I guess so. Okay. I wasn't like huge. I never went. We never went, I guess. So
I went to one.
Always watched it on TV.
Was it a WrestleMania?
No, it was just at McNichols Arena downtown Denver. But
was it the big time guys? Or
oh yeah,
it
Hulk
like
Hogan was the final event. I think wrestled Junkyard Dog.
Very nice. Great.
That's a good one.
Oh, it was great.
I always liked the announcers, like Mean Gene Okerlund interviews
Mean Gene
and
was
stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's him getting choked.
Isn't that funny? I mean, here we are talking about wrestlers, and JP, the broadcaster du jour, he's talking about the announcers from wrestling.
You have a similar hairline. As,
you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Mine looks better, though.
You know who I used to love? No. Brother Love. You remember Brother Love?
Yeah.
And they put on all that, like, maybe.
What about Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Macho Man?
Bob Backlund.
I was a big Macho Man
fan. I could see that.
Yeah.
Sure.
I like the Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior.
That guy, man, was he ripped or what?
He was, I'm not sure. Yeah, he was yoked up.
he had a little bit of help, I think.
I would guess.
Have a little bit. So, let's
That's
move.
Pretty cool, though. That'd be a fun deal.
Yeah, check it out.
Come up here and check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Jaguars.com/wrestling to get in to the pregame event on Sunday. Well, the marquee event Sunday is the Jaguars offense against this Vikings defense. It's not a superstar group like last week's Denver team, but, boy, they can still get it done on the defensive side, no matter who's out there.
They got some good players now, JP. They, and Gus talked about Linville Joseph. He is a really good nose guard one technique. I think Everson Griffin, their right end.
Love him.
Is a hard nose. You better strap it up, be ready to play.
Pack your lunch.
Coming. And he's coming with power almost every play.
Six sacks, right?
Six sacks, but he's against the run, physical
everywhere.
Player. He plays every down hard.
I saw
player.
A stat just a little bit ago. Of the top 10 pressures, number of pressures by someone in the front seven, and I think he was fourth or fifth with 40 pressures, quarterback pressures. So he has six sacks, but he causes a lot of problems. And he's a very good player. Like, Danielle Hunter is their leading sacker. I would rather block Danielle Hunter every play instead of Everson Griffin. Everson Griffin's a better player to me every snap. Better pass rusher. Doesn't have the numbers, but he creates havoc. Brian Robeson. Brian Robeson is another guy who isn't great. But he'll get
no,
after.
But he's solid.
Good, solid player.
The best part about him, and I like him now, he used to have, like, really long hair.
Yeah.
And it didn't look good on him. He's got a little bit more clean cut, got the beard working.
I didn't know you were a fashion hair guy.
Well, I'm not. I mean, it just didn't look good on him, just like it didn't look good on me.
So, and then their linebackers are really good. This is where Denver had a better pass rush, better corners. Minnesota is better against the run, and their linebackers are much better.
They're fast.
Barr and Kendricks are studs.
Anthony Barr can fly.
UCLA guy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? He is not going to stick his nose anywhere. He is not a physical player. He likes to play the game when it's in space. And now, because he's got such great speed, he can play the game in space maybe better than most because he's so – fast and so athletic, but he does not like playing a physical game at all. Kendricks, on the other hand,
really good player.
He's fast and he will play physical, and he's been a really good football player for them. I remember watching him going back to his days at UCLA. And he was a super fast player. You know, his brother, who was one
Michael
heck of
Kendricks.
A football player. And I think Eric is better.
Yeah. And so they don't have the names. They don't have a Von Miller. But the, no, and they don't create the pressure. I mean, the sack numbers with their turnover numbers are right there, if not more.
Second in turnover margin.
They have a really good secondary. I think Xavier Rhodes is an underrated guy that people don't talk about. I think he's really good.
Four picks this year, one
now,
to the house.
Yep. Harrison Smith, I know he's been beat up all week, and there's questions whether he'll play or not with the ankle injury he has. If they don't have him, that hurts because he's a big part of that secondary, big part of that defense. It allows him to do a lot of different things, coverage-wise, blitz-wise. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with him.
He got suckered on one play last week.
Yeah, Dez Bryant, a little double move.
Little double move.
They were in cover four.
It was like,
yeah.
He took it. He took it all, man. He swallowed the hook.
You know what's interesting about that after the game, Jeff? Xavier Rhodes took the heat for it.
Did he really?
Yeah, he said, oh, it's my fault. I need to be over the top more. I thought it was pretty cool because unless it was there in some coverage I don't understand.
No, they weren't.
That was cover four.
Yeah, they weren't.
And that's Harrison Smith's guy. But I like that Xavier Rhodes came to bat and said, hey, I got to do a better job getting over the top.
Well, if Harrison Smith can't go, then it's time for his backup, Anthony Harris, UVA guy. You know he's got game.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about that. Bad college.
Yeah.
And they got Sendeo's there.
Yeah, he's a guy.
But he's another guy. He plays hard.
He's a guy.
Be in the box. I think you can get after Terrence Newman. He's a cagey, smart player, but he's been playing 13
old,
years.
Yeah.
He doesn't run like he once did.
38 years old.
Yeah, he doesn't run like he once did, and I think you can get after him a little bit.
Did he go to college for like 6 years? I mean, he's 38 years old, and he's only in his 14th year.
Yeah, he must have been like a old high school player.
Seventh year exemption or something. Right,
redshirted or something. I don't know.
Go to a JC, junior college somewhere, and – I mean, I was looking at that. I was like, come on. I was trying to do the math. I'm like, okay, he's 38 years old. He's in his 14th year. So that means he was like 20, 21, 22, 23 in college.
24 is rookie year.
That's crazy.
Was he like in the military for a minute or something and come
if
out?
If I remember right, that was actually considered one of the negatives on the scouting report on him, is that he was considered an older rookie.
14 years ago, you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't. I don't.
I won't tell you where I was 14 years ago.
Yeah, high school prom?
I was in college. I was, what is this, 2016?
You were at Auburn?
I was not at Auburn.
Oh.
It was 2002, right?
2002, yeah.
I was a junior at Alabama. Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Yeah. A long time ago.
You guys weren't very good back then, though.
No, we weren't.
Who was your head coach back then?
We had four in 4 years.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was bad. Yeah.
All your fault.
Oh, no.
Who were they?
Me. Well, Mike DeBose. Where are we going here?
I don't know. I just was curious.
Mike
myself.
DeBose,
yeah,
got whacked the first year.
If you're going to bring it up, then finish it out.
Dennis Franchione, 2 years. He went to A&M.
Mike Price for three months. Yeah, 1 second.
Coach a game, and then Shula.
I got you.
So the Jags' offense this week against these guys. Do you play it similar in the pass rush game?
No, you don't have to. You
gotta
do
find
not,
explosive plays.
Yeah, you don't have to game plan as much.
Okay.
Because they don't have Von Miller. I mean, Everson Griffin's a very good player, but this is a game that Kelvin Beachum's got to go block him. You got to be sound, use good technique, and it's going to be a battle, and it's not going to be pretty all the time. But that's one that you should be able to. You might chip every once in a while, take some shots to slow down the rush, but I don't think you game. Last week they changed everything for Von Miller. He dictated everything they did offensively.
Every play.
And you don't have to do that with any of these guys.
Their run game. The pass game last week, wherever Von Miller was, they were lining up extra people to the side.
But and then he would move to the other side sometimes.
And then
too,
he'd flop the formation.
Right. Yeah,
you know.
So you don't have to do that. You need. It's interesting. You look at these both these offenses, and what is the, outside of us, forget about the turnovers, which is the biggest issue, but it's a lack of chunk plays this offense. The Jaguars, and it's the same thing for the Vikings. Big plays. Neither team has a bunch of them. I don't know the exact statistics. It'd be interesting to see how the two of them match up as far as big plays. But there's going to be some opportunities. Now here's the challenge: the Vikings do a lot coverage-wise. They're going to give you man. They're going to give you quarters. They're going to give you too high. They're going to go single high. They're going to give you a lot of different looks. They're going to blitz you. They're going to, you know, bring, you know, the old Mike Sam blitz, you know, four to a side, middle linebacker, strong side linebacker on first and second down. They have an exotic, pretty sophisticated third down package. They're going to bring up two guys in both A gaps, which is the gaps between the center and both guards. They'll drop from that. They'll rush from that. They're going to give you a lot of looks. So this is a game that Blake's going to be have to, you know, really pay attention. It's a team that takes the ball away a lot, and if you're not sound, you know, it's going to be tough.
22 takeaways on the season for them.
Fourth most in the league.
That's pretty good.
What do the Jags have, eight?
Seven. That's not so good.
More than three times the amount. That's in case you didn't know that. And JP, I know you're not very good in math.
Thanks. Five of those seven are on defense, two on special teams for the Jags, by the way. We'll come back and get through the injury report. Another long list this week for the Jaguars. We'll
and
pick some games.
Some concerns on that list.
Yes, we'll break down some of those when we come back. The Southern Chevy dealers are giving you a chance to win a VIP game day experience and a brand new Chevy Malibu. Register at your local Southern Chevy dealership today for your chance to win. Visit ChevyWinners.com for more info. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Big play, 35 from the 16. Two receivers right, Jimmy to the left, Natron in the backfield. Mark at the line of scrimmage. Takes the count, takes the snap, turns, looking for Jimmy in the end zone. Touchdown, Jaguars! Touchdown, Jaguars! Touchdown, Jaguars!
There you have it. Probably the most famous play in Jaguars history, the catch in Denver. Jimmy Smith will be inducted into the pride of the Jaguars during this Sunday's Vikings-Jaguars game. The game, by the way, is presented by Culligan, the official water of the Jaguars. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
You know, I got one thing to say about, I mean, we can talk about Jimmy for a while if we want. I hope that a lot of people come to the game. And I know the Jaguars are 2-10, and a lot of people are frustrated. And, you know, obviously a lot of people sold their tickets to Broncos fans last week.
Okay.
And I hope they say, listen, you know, maybe we're unhappy with the team, or maybe it's not going the way anyone wants to, and we're frustrated, which I think everyone understands. But I hope they come out and honor Jimmy. And I hope the stands are full, and they give 82 a nice welcome as they as we put them up in the pride of the Jaguars. That'd be good. That'd be a nice thing for Jimmy.
You're the first.
Yeah. I was wondering. I know Fred's going to be here. Mark will be here. You're here.
Yep.
Wayne and Dolores.
Don't know.
I wonder if they're going to be here. I hope so. I wanted to see Wayne.
Be great.
Be good to see him.
Yep.
Haven't seen him. Gosh, and it's been a year and a half since we've seen him. Maybe longer.
A little bit,
and I think he still comes to the Jaguars games. I just haven't seen him.
Yeah, so it'll be good. It'll be a good weekend. It's always good. I think there's 60 guys coming
around
in.
Around 60.
It'll be
it's a lot. That's the biggest one yet.
Did you see the list?
No.
Yeah, I'll go through the list if you want. Let me find the list.
Here. Bing Bing's coming.
Who?
Bing Bing. Reggie.
What are you talking about?
Reggie. Joe, can we go ahead and get the audio
about?
Up?
I was over my head.
First round draft pick.
Oh,
West Coast guy. Yeah. Come on, Tony. Yeah. Reggie Williams.
He's coming?
Yeah. He's on the list.
He's right there. I see him on the list. Yeah.
Bing Bing is coming.
What does that mean?
I remember
JP.
Now.
Reggie was like on Pluto.
Okay.
Reggie. He had some issues with substances, and it was I'm not saying anything that's out of line, okay?
Yep.
And I hope he's gotten rid of that. But while he was here, he was always, or should I say, a lot of times was he would say things, and he would go, what did he say? I mean, you would get confused. And you find it yet, Joe? He's working on it. We're gonna play you why Reggie Williams, we call him Bing Bing. You got it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the preseason, so, you know, we're not going to do everything in our power to show everybody what we've been doing. I mean, we still got 16 real games. So, I mean, these are just touch-ups before September 11th. I don't care what everybody says. It just depends on, you know, it's me. I got to go out and you know, handle my business and whatever y'all say, go ahead and say it. I mean, I don't go out that much, but, you know, when your fans is out here and stuff, you know, they're always supportive. I really don't see any challenges. It's just me improving myself, you know. That's it. Oh, yeah, my route running can get better, of course. You know, I can always get more precise with every route I run, and that's something I always try to work on because that's what I do, run routes. This is the preseason. These don't count. So why show everything you could do when you still have to defend other 16 other teams?
Hold on.
When they count. If we do bad then on 9/11, then y'all can write bad about the offense. But for now, it's pointless. Bing, bing!
That's him.
I would not doubt that's him, yeah.
Did that not
who else is going coming?
Was that not Spicoli?
It was a little anticlimactical, but yeah, it was.
It's not a word, Tony, but that's okay.
It's not a word?
No. Anticlimactic.
Climactic, that too.
Yeah. That also.
Bing,
yeah.
Bing.
He was
some of these pronunciations I'm not so sure of. Akin Iodelli?
Cheech and Chong moment there.
Aiken Adele.
Yeah, Aiken's coming in.
What did he say?
Iodelli? I've never heard of
Come
that.
Come on, JP. Brian Aiken Adele.
Adele.
Outside linebacker, played the weak side linebacker, will position.
Oh, my gosh.
How long ago?
Had, I mean, the body.
Just name some more names. Okay. We don't need to go through every guy.
Brian Barker, Reggie Barlow, Aaron Beasley, Tony Boselli, Kyle Bosworth, Kyle Brady.
Kyle Bosworth, by the way, his uncle was Brian Bosworth.
Okay. Yes, yeah. That's correct. Fernando Bryant, Mark Brunell, Jason Kraft, Michael Cheever, Marco Coleman.
I don't think you have to go through all six.
Keep going. I want to hear some of these guys.
All right. Curry, Darius, Don Davey, Mark Edwards, Paul Fraze, Garrard, Gray, Quinn Gray, Reggie Hayward, Mike Hollis, Huntington, Ingram, Brian Iwu, linebacker. Willie Jackson, Anthony Johnson, Damon Jones, Greg Jones, Kareem, Kopp, Lagerman, Lemon, Logan, Luzar, Martz, Maston, Mathis,
Lachey Maston.
Yeah, Lachey Maston.
He was a fullback. Go ahead.
Machine, McCardell, McManus, Meyer, Pete Mitchell, Milo, Novak, Mike P. coming down. Phil Cox, Redmond, Micah Ross, Brian Schwartz, Leon Searcy, Mike Sims Walker, TJ Slaughter, Jimmy Smith, Larry Smith, Isaac Smolko, Scott Stark, Santo Stevens, James Stewart, Darren Studstill, Fred Taylor, Chris White, Dave Whitehead, Maurice Williams, Reggie Williams, Ronaldo Wynn, and Joe Zelinka.
Great.
I'm glad Josie's coming out. Joe Zelinka.
Long snapper, right?
Who I'm looking forward to seeing is Big Surf.
You know what? He was here.
He didn't come last year to the dinner, but he came to the game.
To the game. We couldn't see him.
Yeah, because we were up here. So I hope he comes to the dinner.
Yeah, I hope he does too.
Yeah, let's get to the injury report for the Jaguars. We'll get to picks in Week 14 coming up in the last segment tonight. Since Tony's in the house with us.
Since I'm here and I'm winning.
Not as much as you thought you were.
But I'm still winning.
We'll see. Injury report. It's still long. If you're watching on Jaguars.com, it's long.
Yeah, it's a great look. I can really see that. Good focus. Good job, Hollywood.
I don't understand why they didn't shrink the font to make it all go on one page, but anyway.
Whatever. A lot of guys you know are going to go are on the list anyway. Blake, Dante Fowler, Yannick Ngakoue's been full both days. Neil Sterling's been full both days. Yeldon's been full both days. That's good. Now, limited guys. Kelvin Beachum, limited. He'll play. Chris Ivory has been limited both days. With
question mark there.
Dan Scuda, limited both days. And then did not practice yesterday, limited today. Peyton Thompson with the ankle injury came out of the game last week. And guys that have not practiced this week include Alan Hearns, Brandon Linder with an ankle injury.
That's a problem.
That's a concern.
Jared Odrick with a shoulder injury. Denard Robinson with a high ankle sprain. Would you say?
No concern with Odrick. Oh. Tyson Alualu is playing very well.
Oh, okay. Denard Robinson.
He won't play. Not with a high ankle sprain.
No. And Julius Thomas with a back injury.
He won't play either, I don't think.
So it's a lot of guys still down for
the only one that concerns me that is out or hasn't practiced is Linder.
Your best offensive lineman.
A problem.
And Linval Joseph.
It's a matchup that would been fun. Will be fun to watch if Linder plays. Great matchup. Two really good players. But if he's not in there, Tyler Shatley's going to have his hands full.
Well, let's see what happens now. I mean, Linder left the game for a time and then came back and played the game.
Well, if he can play, he's going to.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a tough guy, and he'll play if he is at all has the ability to if he gets the clearance from the doctor, as long as – I believe it's his ankle, correct?
Yes.
As long as the ankle's stable and everything, I believe he'll be out there. But if he's not, that means you know he's seriously hurt. So, but it's not – you know, if you could pick, it's probably not the guy you'd pick to have out.
Alan Hearns, what do you make of the hamstring injury with him?
Hamstring.
Hamstring. Never know.
I don't see him playing.
No. No, because hamstrings and wide receivers –
tough. You know,
last time I checked, they run a lot on game day.
Yeah,
it takes a while for him.
Thanks, yeah. Logs.
That deep?
Good. Glad you're paying attention.
I mean, that's
the type of that's what analysis. We look
I
for.
I could have told you that
from our guys. Wow. You have to be a player to know that, JP.
I know, apparently not, because I think I knew that. Wow. So there you have it. The banged up Jaguars trying to get healthy as the season.
We need to pay attention to that Linder injury, and that's. Yeah. My guess is that's something that
– we won't know until game time.
We'll be out – I think we'll be out there. I'll be out there, and I know you will too, Jeff, watching them.
Watching them.
That'll be one of those things that'll work him out before the game. I doubt he'll practice at all this week. I would be shocked if he does anything tomorrow or Saturday.
He's not a guy that –
which I wouldn't worry about.
If he doesn't practice, you get concerned
about. No. It's one of those – he's one of those guys, and there's – listen, I've always said there's different rules for different guys, and he's one that said, listen – we want you for Sunday. So if you have to ice that and do whatever you have to do all week to get you out there, then let's figure it out. So, but that's one to watch closely. And I think it'll be a big impact on the game. Nothing against Shatley, but he's not Brandon Linder, and that's one of their better defensive linemen.
Just here's something that I'm thinking about. 2-10, does that change the way you do things with your best offensive lineman?
Good question. Great question.
I mean,
good job, Logs.
Yeah,
it's a good point.
I think
you're out of the mix.
I'd like to say no, but
if you're
best offensive lineman, JP.
Yeah, if you're 7-5 right now and leading the division, and have to keep a game ahead of everybody,
then let's roll. You know,
the only thing I can think of. I remember in '97, I had a high ankle sprain, and played on a high ankle sprain for about 4 weeks. We played Buffalo. Up there on the turf, high ankles, it was not fun. And we clinched, and we played the Raiders the final game of the year, and it didn't mean anything because we were a wild card. We couldn't win the division. We were the fifth seed. It didn't matter what happened.
Right.
And or maybe the sixth seed, whatever it was. And I didn't practice all week, and I went out before the game, and they asked me. I'm like, well, it hurts, but I can play. I mean – and they said, no, we're going to keep you down. Because it didn't mean anything.
Didn't mean anything.
And we weren't having a bye. We were playing the next week. So there are times when you look at where you are and the situation. And the week before, my ankle was worse the week before. But we needed to win to get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And
we're playing
Buffalo.
Time shut it down.
Bruce Smith and – there was no way you could keep me out of it. I'll be honest, as a player, there's like no way I'm missing this game. But honestly, you're going to Oakland. Not that I didn't want to play, but mentally you're a little banged up and you're thinking it doesn't mean much and you don't practice.
It'd be nice to be healthy for the playoffs.
You want to be healthy for the playoffs. Sure. And the coaching staff's like, So I think those are things that come into play, And does it happen at the opposite end when you are 2-10? And you have nothing to play for, do you protect guys the same way? I think you have to look at it. I think you have to look at it.
This will be the end of his, third season, right, Linder?
Here's the thing. There's a lot of question marks, what the future holds, mm-hmm. But I still think you make a decision irregardless of that. And that if he's your best player, and it's iffy about can he go. One of those toss-up things, flip a coin type kind of things. Should he play? Should he not play? I think you got to just say no.
I wouldn't play him
if it's one of those things.
If it's a coin toss,
put
I wouldn't
play.
Put it
this way, I would not want to take my best offensive lineman, okay, and work him out on game day to determine whether he's going to play or not. Okay, in a game where your football team is 2-10.
Yeah, either he is or he's not.
On Friday,
make the call.
You make the call on Friday.
And give Shatley a little more time to mentally get right.
I'd be telling Shatley right now you're playing.
He's got to prepare and have the mindset that he's going to play now because Linder hadn't practiced yet.
That's right.
But on Friday, you know, if Linder could practice on Friday and it's comfortable and there's no setbacks on Saturday, he's a go.
And I think that's where you do have to have a big picture, because most of the time, not for all players, but most times, I think Linder's this type of guy, if you leave it up to the player, they're going to err on the side of playing. And
not all players.
No, but I said
Linder would.
That's what I said. My guess is Linder, but yeah. Sometimes players.
Yeah.
And
but not all players are in Linder's category.
No. I agree with that 100%. But people, I mean, listen, Jeff, everyone in this building, not we don't, but the staff and the medical staff know who those guys are.
Oh, yeah.
And so if Linder, which I assume he is one of those guys that is going to push the envelope, it is the job of the medical staff to say, let's pull it back a little bit. And I think especially if, you know, you're not playing for the playoffs right now.
Nope.
Let's come back and pick some games in Week 14 and show the domination that was J.P. Shadrick's team last week.
Before
we get to it.
It's nauseating.
Get ready. Game day is so much more enjoyable.
It's just fortunate. It's fortunate for you that you have something else besides our fantasy on game day.
Well, I'm leading this, and I'm last in fantasy.
Yeah.
And I'll be picking all Jaguars this week as well.
Well,
game day is so much more enjoyable if you don't have to worry about finding a parking space. Ride the JTA Game Day Express and park in one of their 5 convenient lots. Tickets start at $7. Use it this Sunday when you come to EverBank Field. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday continues right now.
Check out Jack Hanania's Audi Jacksonville on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. Head over today for details. Jaguars Thursday. This Sunday's game, the Vikings-Jaguars matchup, is presented by Culligan, the official water of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. It is Week 14 in the National Football League, and each and every week we select games. We pick winners. And this
You're
week,
a little too excited right now.
We picked more winners than you guys.
We try to pick winners.
Oh, I tried a lot harder than
so
you guys.
Just tell us the record,
well,
JP.
Well, let's go. Check it out if you're on Jaguars.com. You'll see the graphic results from last week. I was 9-5.
It's
Logs
not like it's good.
And Buscelli, it's better than 7-7 like you got, I'll tell you that. For the season, Buscelli with a 590 win percentage. He's played a lot less than we have.
Well, I'm still winning.
I'm 569. Loggeman 544 for the season.
Well, I'm winning.
Yeah,
I'm better at this than
the
you.
The gap is closer now. Right. You were above 600 until this week, buddy. Right. Got news for
I'm
you.
I'm going out on some limbs.
You're going to need them because I'm coming.
I got a question
like
for
a freight
you. Leave the graphic up there. Okay. Max. Okay, Hollywood. He's the guy that does all this?
No, that was me.
Okay. Oh, that's you, JP.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, why do we need the note with Buscelli there that says only picked weeks 4,
yeah, because
6,
he only
7,
picked
9, 10,
certain
11.
Weeks. Well,
why
didn't you pick every week?
You didn't pick every week either.
Yes, we did.
No, you didn't. You missed a couple weeks.
When?
Thanksgiving?
We didn't pick those games. None of
exactly.
us did.
I know, but you act like I
– What is wrong with you?
The graphic
you didn't do like the first 4 weeks of the season.
Am I right?
Tony's totally right on this, JP.
I disagree. I think I'm correct.
You know, because what you're
you know why? Because I made it.
What you're trying to
purpose.
Do, what you're trying to do is give the appearance that because Tony hasn't picked a couple weeks, and that's why he
that's
has
the only
the best
reason why.
Percentage.
That's exactly the reason
oh,
why.
Come on,
give me a break.
It is 100%.
Go through the game. Let's
We've got
go.
5 minutes. Let's you're hurry awful. Up. Thursday night, what a game tonight. The Raiders and the Chiefs.
Great
in
game.
Frigid Arrowhead.
I might make it up to the end tonight. Pretty close.
Chiefs for me.
Good one.
I got the Chiefs, yeah.
I'm taking the Raiders.
Okay.
And I usually don't.
Steelers at the Bills.
Steelers.
I'm with you.
Bills.
Okay. We'll get some separation there. Chargers at the Panthers.
I don't like that game.
Chargers for
Chargers.
Me.
Yeah, I'll go Chargers too.
Okay, all of us. Bengals at the Browns. Is
I'm
this the week?
I'm taking the Bengals.
I'm taking the Browns.
Oh,
that's my limb.
Got
the Browns.
Who's going to quarterback for the Browns?
RG3.
Oh Lord,
oh, definitely. Well, I'm definitely going Bengals then on that one, fellas. Bears, Lions for me.
Lions.
Lions.
Okay. Texans, Colts.
Colts.
Where's it at? At Indy?
In Indy, yeah. You got Colts, Tony?
Yeah, I got Colts. Okay.
I'll go Colts.
You know what? Just to get back in the mix, I'm going to take the Texans.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad pick.
Cardinals at the Dolphins. Cardinals screwed us all last week, by the way.
I think they're done. I'm taking Dolphins.
Okay, I'm going to take the Cardinals on the road. Why not?
Dolphins.
Okay, that'll be my chance. Redskins at the Eagles.
Go ahead, Tony. Pick your guy.
Redskins.
I'll take the Eagles at home.
I'm taking Carson Wentz to have a.
He's been nice bad lately.
I know. Really I know. He's going to have a bounce back game.
Bounce back day for him. Broncos at the Titans.
Ooh. I'm going Titans.
Yeah, exotic smash mouth at home.
Yeah, listen, the Broncos aren't any good in the run game.
I'm taking the Titans.
Yeah.
No, all of
their
us.
Run defense is no good.
That's oh, you're going on our train, huh?
Oh, you're such a chicken.
I you picked are. Them first. I you said exotic are. Smash mouth. That was
no,
my
I
pick.
Said it first.
No, no, I said it before.
That doesn't mean you picked them. You just like to say that.
How about this crappy game, the Jets at the Niners?
Oh, Niners. No, wait a minute.
Careful.
Who's going to quarterback for the Niners?
It's Kaepernick. I'll go Niners.
I'll go Jets.
I'm taking the Jets.
Price Patty.
So, Tony, you got the Niners. Good pick. Seahawks at the Packers.
Mm. No Earl Thomas. That worries me.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go Green Bay. They're hot right now.
That might be the game of the week.
I'm going Green Bay, too.
I'm taking Pete Carroll.
Okay. The Falcons at the Rams in L.A. at the Coliseum.
Well, Jeff Fisher thinks Jamal Anderson's playing running back. So
they're doing the dirty,
the
bird
dirty
dance
birds
in the end
are
zone.
Still in Atlanta.
Chuck Smith is rushing the passer. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Falcons.
Okay, that's a sweep. Saints at the Bucks. What the Bucks all of a sudden, man?
You know,
Bucks
I
three
I
or
had,
four in a row, something like that. I got the Bucks.
I had Drew Brees last week in fantasy, and he let me down. But I'm taking the Saints.
Okay. Jameis Winston. Playing big time right now.
Yeah, I'll take the Bucks.
He's playing well.
Fire big, the
big
cannons.
Big time, yeah.
Come on.
They won four in a row.
Big time.
Is it four in a row they've won? Yeah.
Yeah, they're hot. They're in the playoffs.
Go ahead, bring up
today.
The letter. Bring up the letter. You going to bring up the letter?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm bringing up anything.
What letter?
James wrote a letter to his team, and it got
Isn't
all this
cute?
Pub about, you know, what a great leader
he is. A great leader. I told you that one. I would have drafted him first. I would have been right. Yeah. And he is a great leader.
Just start sending some letters.
You see what Von Miller did, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's cool.
Von Miller sent a bottle of wine to every single player in the AFC West.
Every player. And it wasn't
every
a cheap
team.
Bottle of wine.
Was it his own wine or was it special wine?
Does it matter?
Does it matter? Pretty cool, though.
I thought that was really cool.
I saw an interview. He said, listen, I just am thankful to be able to play. And the teams we play and the opponents are great and they make it a great game.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Wanted to say thanks.
I'm sure he got a discount on the wine, by the way, JP.
I don't think he has to worry about that,
yeah.
Logs.
Who cares?
Cowboys.
He has 70 million guarantees.
Yeah, not that he
needed it. Plus the Old Spice commercials.
He probably owns his own vineyard.
He does really good on the commercials, by the way. Love the glasses.
Not that this has to do anything. He has 800 pairs of shoes.
Why?
I don't know. And 120 different eyeglasses because he wears glasses.
Yeah.
120 different pairs.
God. But they're all the same shape.
Yeah.
Right. Probably just different colors and
because
you know, I mean, he can't change the lenses on his glasses. That's him. They're the big ones.
Oh yeah, right. He has big ones. Yeah,
you can't change that. I mean, once you people know
once
you for
go
that,
big, you go
yeah,
big.
You got it. You got to stay with it.
Yeah. You would know, Logs, of course. Cowboys at the Giants. Cowboys for me.
I'm going Giants.
Ooh. No JPP.
Giants beat them once. They're going to beat them again.
Yeah, he just
at the
had
Giants.
His, yeah. Yeah, JPP just had his.
I'm taking the Cowboys. Removed.
Cowboys for you, okay? And then Monday night, the Ravens at the Patriots.
Great game. That is the game of the week, in my opinion.
Think so.
Great yes. game.
Really good game.
The Ravens are not afraid of
Number
going into
defense.
New England and beating that team. They have done it in the regular season. They've done it in the playoffs, and they'll do it again.
So you got the Ravens, Tony. Yeah. Who you got, Jeff?
Patriots.
I'm
it's,
with
in,
you.
It's in Foxborough.
It's in Foxborough.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm taking the Patriots.
Do the Jags get it done
yes.
Sunday?
I'm only saying that. No, I told you. I'm not locking any more games. After the double lock.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, double lock failure.
It ruined the lock for the year. So, no, I'm
confident.
I'm not really.
But
I'm not
cocky.
I want them to win. So, I'm going to say, yes, they're going to win.
Logs?
We're hopeful.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's coming up Sunday, 1 o'clock. Jeff Lagerman. Good to see you, Tony, in person.
Great to be here.
Max Hockman, Joe Fortunato, and JP Shadrick.
Heck of a job, Hollywood.
Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Your graphics stunk.